Let's move to Senate Bill 29 to revise certain fees for special inspections and examinations of certain weighing and measuring devices and certain standards and testing equipment. Okay, we're ready.
Thank you, Chairman.
Is the mic on? Okay. What we're trying to do with this bill is simply recover our costs by increasing the inspection fee charged to service agencies for services in the metrology laboratory and to the scale owners for special request inspections. The current fees being charged are not sufficient to cover the cost to perform these inspections. Is this on?
Yeah.
Okay. Special request inspections involve the calibration of testing equipment used by service agencies. This equipment is required by law to be certified annually for accuracy in an accredited laboratory. This also includes This also includes inspections made upon request by an individual or device owner. In these cases, the inspector must make a special trip to the facility to perform the inspection. So this involves calibration of testing equipment in the metrology laboratory and also the special request made by the device owner. The cost to keep the metrology lab open and to perform special request inspections totals right around $38,000 per year. It costs the program an estimated $47.50 per hour to run that laboratory. So what we're trying to do in statute, we plan to increase the maximum hourly rate from $20 to $80 per hour. And then in rule, increase the rate to $50 to cover our costs. For the heavy scale trucks, we also plan to raise the maximum mileage rate from 40 cents, which is present, to $1.50 per mile in statute. And then we're going to come in rule and increase the rate to $1.25 per mile. We are presently charged $1.18 per mile by Fleet Services. What this does, it allows us to adjust for inflation in future years by amending the rule and not having to amend the statute each time. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to charge this rate to break even. That's what it amounts to. I think the fees were last updated in rule in 1986. So with inflation in years, we're not covering our costs right now. Surrounding states, they charge the following rates. Minnesota is $125 per hour. Nebraska is $80. Montana is $75. And North Dakota is $50 per hour. We're way overdue. We need to make an adjustment. I ask your support.
Senator.
Mm-hmm.
Question.
Does the hourly fee is the hourly fee charged for travel time?
Are you talking about the special request when we go to a?
Yeah.
Okay. What happens, and this doesn't happen very often, but we have a heavy scale truck. And a good instance, if we go to Lemon, South Dakota, Highway Patrol might have a port of entry scale, and it happened last year, where they're required to go up there. Or we're asked to go up there, and we go ahead and go up there. We charge that hourly rate for the time that we go up there, and then we charge the 40 cents per mile also.
And so in this case now you charge $80 an hour for your travel time in addition to $1.50 an hour? I mean, you could, but under the statute.
That would be in statute, but we're not planning. I mean, in rule, we're going to adjust that to $50 per hour to cover our costs. And then $1.25 per mile.
But you talked about the cost of using the lab. The cost of the lab, you said, is $47.50
right.
per hour. But when you're on the road, you're not using the lab.
Okay, this bill mainly deals with the laboratory. The special requests that we're asked to do, such as the case in Lemon, doesn't happen very often. Where we come up with that rate, we have a time study that we fill out. We spent 800 hours performing special request inspections and laboratory work for the service agencies. And most of that time dealt with the laboratory. I would say 750 hours of that time was laboratory work.
Okay. Given that, do you think that it is justifiable to charge up to $80 an hour for travel time?
Yes, I do. Well, right at this point, $50 an hour is our actual cost.
For travel time?
Per hour. let me explain. The inspection program charges our inspectors right around $40 per hour to do inspections. Okay. And then with that, you have the metrology laboratory. We have rent and telephone with that, which is $3,000 per year. We have equipment maintenance, which averages about $2,000 per year, and then training is involved. We have a new metrologist right now that has been going to a lot of training and this type of thing. So that's where we come up with $38,000 per year, and then we divided that by the 800 hours, and that's where we come up with $47.50 per hour. That's what it costs us to do these duties. So you're asking $80 per hour? No, not at this time. But we're going to come in rule. We want to put a maximum there so we don't have to come back in the future years to adjust the statute.
Joe, did you say what your shortfall is right now as far as what you have to, your deficit is on just now with the rule, with the current structure you have? How much is this? Are you in deficit? You got to use other funds to pay for this?
Yes, we're a generally funded program. So the fees that we collect goes to the general fund. What we get is from the general fund.
But you're not covering your costs now?
Right.
By how much?
The state's cost. It costs $38,000 per year. We're taking in about $13,000. So we want to make up $25,000.
Okay. Thank you. Further questions, sure. Senator?
I'm not sure if Fred got his answer or not, but... Mm-hmm. I thought the question was, do you charge from your starting point to your point of business and then back as the hourly charge
right.
on that truck or vehicle or whatever?
That is correct.
So when you leave home port, so to speak, and you get to the place where you're going to do the testing and then back, is that an hourly charge?
That's an hourly charge, yes.
Both ways.
Up and back. Okay. And then that mileage rate is just what we're charged, mainly.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Further questions, Mr. Chairman? Senator. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You indicated that these inspections now cost you about $38,000 a year.
That's correct.
And the fees that you generate about $13,000?
That's real close.
And how do you address the shortfall at the present time?
We get our funding from the general fund, so we make it work. We're doing this a service to the state.
Okay, further questions? Senator Sun.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It seems excessive. As I'm sitting here listening, when you have $47 is what it currently costs, and it's $1.18 you said. Fleet service calls, I mean, is what they charge you to use their vehicles, right?
That's correct.
Which seems excessive, but you have no control over. But you're going to be $1.20-something is what you're going to charge above in rule. You're
going to do this in rule, yes.
But we're giving you parameters to go up to $1.50.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to be here when that rule is set, right?
We plan to do that. You know, if everything passes here this year, yes.
So we're giving you a pretty broad parameter here from going from $20 to $80 and from 40 cents a mile to $1.50 a mile. This thing could turn around and be awful profitable for the department if you would go to those limits. So I just want actual cost. I mean, I understand I don't want it to be a deficit because it's a service, but on the same token, I don't want it to be excessive on the other hand.
I guess I can give you my word that's what we're going to do is in rule. We're going to do that. I understand your concern there. The reason that we put it that high was so that we can adjust with inflation in the next few years,
right.
If that happens.
And If I may, Mr. Chair, mm-hmm. Fleet charges all departments that $1.18. You're not.
This is just our heavy scale trucks.
Just your heavy scale trucks.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But wouldn't some of the oversight be with the Rules Review Committee? I mean, they would be seeing what you're doing. So,
that is correct. You know, I need to go through.
Couldn't get too excessive, I wouldn't think, with the Rules Review.
I would need to go through the same thing that I'm doing here. I would have to get the approval to do so.
Okay, further questions, Senator Polk?
Mr. Chairman. Well, thank you. I guess first point is we'll keep you honest. Two of the Rules Review members are on this committee, so,
okay, good.
And I'm one of them. But, you know, the fear is justified. We've seen other agencies come in with the premise that, well, we need the window to plan for the future, and the next thing we know that the rule comes going right to the maximum. But and I apologize, I missed a little, and I don't want you to cover a whole lot of ground that's already been covered, but I'm confused when you say that the inspection program charges you $40. Who's the inspection program? I thought you were the inspection program.
We're part of the inspection program. In 95, they consolidated 7 different inspection programs. Weights and Measures was one of them programs. And I wasn't here when they did all the how they were going to figure out the fees or the hourly rate, but it's staying right around that $40 per hour, and I believe that includes their you know, their benefits and what it costs for the inspector to do an hour's worth of work, and that's what the Weights and Measures program is charged to do them inspections. I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah, I think you have. But essentially, then, we're passing every single penny of that back onto the people who are being inspected, then. Or the goal is so that your program is not at a loss, so the fees will completely offset
every charge. Like I mentioned, we're...
Joe, could you move your mic? I mean, it doesn't seem to be...
Okay, we're... goes back to... get the lights on here. Okay.
Yeah, see if it gets closer. Maybe there's some
there again. We're generally funded. It goes to that. This money, all the fees go to the general fund, and we get a certain portion of that back. So indirectly, this could affect us, but it really doesn't at this time. We're just trying to make it so that the state gets back, you know, break even point. That's all we're trying to do.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Whiting.
Would it be feasible to state instead of a specific amount? And I don't know if this is even permissible, but just to state that your charges would be on a full cost recovery basis, and then specify the costs that are to be recovered. I mean, not in dollar terms, but the nature of the cost to be recovered. I mean, that's what you're trying to do.
That's right.
And just so that you can pass on those costs.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have preferred that rather than the open-ended dollar amount.
I see.
Yeah, Senator Vlesky.
I would tend to agree with Senator Whiting. I think you could write this bill better, and I think this committee would be more acceptable. And it could still be passed upon by the Rules Review Committee, but they would have it would have to be based upon what your actual cost. You have to go to the Rules Review Committee and say, these are our actual costs in these areas, and we'd give the authority by the statute that you could recover that amount of fee. I think we can help you. I think we can help you. But I guess we just don't want to set such a high threshold limit as far as a maximum at this point. We feel a little uncomfortable doing that.
Well, yeah,
I would suggest that maybe, I don't know that we're prepared to write that amendment today, and I don't want to put the work off, but I would suggest, because we want to help you. We understand you have a problem, we want to help you, but I would suggest that you get together with... Senator Whiting and write that amendment here in the next few days.
Why don't we do this? Let me ask this question. How many people are here as proponents of Senate Bill 29? How many people are here as opponents of Senate Bill 29? If let me ask you, Mr. Willard, if we defer the bill and work on an amendment, would that, or do you want it? Would you hold off your comments, or would you rather take them today? Okay. Would it be amenable to the committee if we would defer this bill until, let's say, could we have something done by next Tuesday? And then what I'd like to do is, you know, instead of, I'd put Senator Whiting and Senator Valesky together with Joe to see if we could, if we come up with something. Because I think it's a good idea what you have.
I might suggest, I think this is not rocket science. I think together with LRC, this could easily be
Yeah, but to make sure you guys had it, to make sure it's done, so everybody's amenable. Is that okay with you, Joe? Let's do it. Yeah. Is it okay to defer the bill, then? We will defer Senate Bill 29 until next Tuesday. Is that okay with the committee?
Yes. Yes. Tuesday's Monday, isn't it?
No.
For committee days?
We don't need
meetings. No, but he's saying it's Tuesday. Monday is Monday's calendar Tuesday?
I don't believe so. I believe
it's going to be
following.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, but he's got a good point. So Tuesday will be Tuesday for our purposes. For our purposes in legislative terms. Okay. Yeah, we have, and that's what, yeah. So Tuesday's Tuesday for us. Okay. So we'll do it that way. Is that okay with the committee?
Yes.
Okay. That-